Well, the South Asian rights group have called for a boycott of the 2022 World Cup in Qatar unless the Persian Gulf state improves conditions for migrant construction workers. Migrant workers, mostly from South or Southeast Asia, suffer alarming levels of exploitation. Now, there are many reports of non-payment of wages and hazardous working conditions. Qatar is currently in the middle of a construction boom meant to prepare the gas-rich nation for the world's most popular sporting event. Amnesty International has also censored Qatar over its mistreatment of migrant construction workers, describing their conditions as deplorable.
International advocacy groups have been working tirelessly for years to bring attention to the plight of migrant workers in Persian Gulf Arab monarchies. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates are all accused of treating foreign workers like slaves in ordinary circumstances, and even when they are involved in multi-million dollar public relations projects. And now Amnesty International has published a new report criticizing the conditions of workers preparing venues for the 2022 World Cup in Qatar. The report details non-payment of wages, harsh working conditions, and poor standards of accommodation.
What we have found at the end of a year's quite detailed research is that the problems of human rights abuses in relation to migrant labor in Qatar is quite serious, and it's fairly widespread.
The human rights organization has asked FIFA to send a strong message to Doha over the workers' plight. Foreign nationals make up about 88% of Qatar's total population. They are mainly employed in construction and service sectors or as domestic workers. Just a few days ago, the UN Special Rapporteur on the Human Rights of Migrants also expressed shock over workers' conditions.
I've seen dwellings by migrant workers, and these are slums. And I think this is a stain in the reputation of Qatar.
Human Rights Watch has urged the Persian Gulf monarchies to take additional steps to safeguard migrant workers. In a statement, Human Rights Watch appealed to the Arab states to adopt the new codes of International Labour Organization. But paradoxically, Saudi Arabia is currently conducting a brutal crackdown on undocumented workers. Several people, including three Ethiopians, have been killed, and hundreds of others have been arrested since the kingdom launched a visa crackdown 2 weeks ago. Hundreds of thousands of Bangladeshis, Indians, Filipinos, Nepalese, Pakistanis, and Yemenis have already left the kingdom out of fear.
You know, their passports are confiscated. They have no rights to leave the country. They work under tough circumstances. Who's benefiting from this? It's actually the Qatari regime, the Saudi regime.
The brutal treatment of migrants is nothing new in Saudi Arabia or the neighboring absolute monarchies. Slave-like conditions for both male and female workers are well documented. Unfortunately, the latest reports and condemnations by human rights groups will probably fall on deaf ears in the Arab regimes, which are infamous for their repression of their own people who are demanding freedom and justice.